This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We are talking today about September 11th, how our culture has and hasn't changed in the decades since the attacks, and how artists have tried to understand and deal with what happened. 10 years ago, Lower Manhattan was the epicenter of the most shocking, upsetting day in most Americans' lifetimes. Today, Ground Zero is bustling and noisy. Office workers, tourists, and lots of guys in hard hats. An incredible amount of construction is underway, and the one piece of the rebuilding that's finished sits just beyond the temporary fence, the remarkable new National Memorial to the victims of 9/11.
As you stand even a few feet away from this boy, you don't really sense it. Until you're right up at the very edge that it seems to open up right under you. It's something that you feel right in your gut.
That's Michael Arad, the designer of the National Memorial. It consists of two enormous square dark pools, just about exactly where the tower stood. Each pool almost an acre, with waterfalls running down all eight sides more than three stories deep. Surrounding each mammoth pool are dark bronze panels with the names of each of the several thousand victims of the attacks. The people who died here, as well as at the Pentagon and on the plane brought down in Pennsylvania, and the victims of the first World Trade Center bombing 8 years earlier.
This is the built equivalent of a moment of silence, this idea of absence, of making visible and present what is no longer here.
Michael Arad's first idea for a memorial was to put it in the Hudson River, actually in the water.
And I imagine the surface of the river being torn open by two voids and the water spilling into these voids and these voids never filling up. And I thought, how could I take that idea of these twin voids in the Hudson River, this idea of the presence of absence, and bring it to the site?
As Arad refined his design, he thought about the New York public parks he'd been drawn to in the days following the attacks.
Places like Union Square and Washington Square, and how important a civic role those places played in the life of the city, that they were places that we gathered so that we would not be alone, so that we could find meaning in the company of others in trying to confront the brutality of that day. And I thought that tying the site back into the life of the city was critical to making it a living place again.
He wanted the memorial to be a space that's both part of the city and also set apart from the city's frenzy, a place you can breathe.
Keeping that space free and open where you can walk onto it and be underneath the dome of the sky in a way that is so different than the rest of Lower Manhattan. Think of these sort of narrow urban canyons and emerging from them, like emerging out of the mouth of a narrow valley onto this vast open plain and encountering this unexpected forest, close to 400 oak trees, and walking across the street. And I think the moment that you step onto the Memorial Plaza, you will feel that you're in a place that is both in New York but unlike the rest of New York.
Arad has lived in New York a long time. He came to the United States as an immigrant from Israel. For him, personally, 9/11 had a profound and immediate effect.
And in an instant, I became a New Yorker. I felt a tremendous sense of kinship. That attack was aimed at me and my neighbors and my friends and at all of us together. And it brought the city together in a remarkable way. But you know, if you would have told me a week before that I would go out by an American flag and hang it from my window, I would have said, I don't think so. And I felt compelled to do that. And it changed my understanding of my relationship to New York and to America.
Michael Arad, the designer of the 9/11 Memorial at Ground Zero. He acquired U.S. citizenship in 2004. And you can see a video of our visit to the 9/11 Memorial at studio360.org.